You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here from Litter Free Inc. Welcome, Lori Sika and Kathleen Gamble. Thanks for being here today.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Shelley.
I was hoping we could start by hearing a little bit about your organization. What is Litter Free Inc., and what are each of your roles in the organization?
Well, Litter Free was founded in the mid-1980s by a group of Junoites. People have been picking up litter in Juno for a lot more years than that.
Right.
But somebody decided they'd make it formal. And since the mid-80s, when we actually started keeping track of how much litter we picked up, the annual cleanup has picked up almost 2 million pounds of litter. And in addition to that, we have a program called the Youth Litter Patrol. And youth groups go out to earn a little money for their activities. And in addition to the 2 million pounds that the annual cleanup has netted, those kids have picked up an additional 254,600 pounds of trash, and that does not include this year.
Wow. That's a surprisingly high amount of trash. So we'll talk a little bit more about why that might be in this case. Do you have anything you want to add, Lori?
Well, we are seeing the town looks a lot better over the years. And, you know, litter is a constant problem. But I think with the Youth Litter Patrol, once kids pick up trash, they become litter fighters. They don't become litterers because they see it. And especially at a young age, it's great. It really makes an impression.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think over the years, the program has really helped to keep people, Juno people, aware to not litter.
And what is your role at Litter Inc.?
Right now, I'm the president. It's a nonprofit group. All the money that we raise through donations goes right back out to support the cleanup, annual litter cleanup, and the Youth Litter Patrol.
And the annual litter cleanup is happening this Saturday. What time does it start?
Well, bag sites are open from 8 o'clock in the morning till 10. And we have bag sites at the Douglas Fire Hall, downtown IGA Foodland, Western Auto, Fred Meyer, the IGA Super Bear, Duck Creek Market, and at Squires in Auk Bay. So people can go to those locations, pick up bags, and then they go out and they clean up anywhere where they find trash, as long as it's on public property. We just don't do private property cleanups.
Yeah, and then please get it to sort of a major road so that our truckers can find it.
Okay, so after you pick up the litter, you leave the bags on a roadside. And how do the drivers know where to find it?
Well, as I said, if it's one of the major roads, they will find it.
Okay.
If you have hidden it someplace and you find out it's Monday and there's still bags there, they could give me a call.
Okay.
At home, in fact, 780-4387. And my son has agreed to pick up those stray bags, and he'll be looking for bags that were not left on a main arterial. But if they're left on Egan Drive or Back Loop Road or the road to the glacier or you know, anywhere on a main road, they will get picked up over the weekend.
Well, that's good to know. So people can definitely put them in an easy-to-find spot. And are the bags nice and brightly colored?
Bags are bright yellow, and there is a green bag that is specifically for recyclables. And that would be aluminum or plastic that is recyclable. Please not glass, because we've got some people who are sorting it, and we don't want anyone to be injured. If there was a can, that would be good, too. If you're stuck out in the rain and you forgot your raincoat or your safety vest, you could wear the bags, because those make you quite visible.
That's such a great suggestion. And I think they might encounter some rain on Saturday. So that's the big cleanup, and it's an annual event. I know a lot of people participate. Do you have any idea how many people participate?
We usually have about 600 people show up for a cleanup, and it varies, but that's kind of been our general number that we've had
this year. We're really excited about this year because the schools are getting involved again. And
I've had teachers from almost every school contact me for bags.
Really?
They're going to take the kids out on Friday. So I would hope that people that are driving around would be aware that the kids will be out on Friday afternoon picking up trash.
Yep, that's good to know.
And we had 1,000 school students one year.
Wow, that's so great.
That was fabulous.
I'm sure there wasn't a scrap of trash left in this town after that. That's really great. I'm glad to hear that as well, because Lori made a good point about learning young to pick up your trash, because it's no fun doing it after it's been out there for a while. It's no fun picking up somebody else's trash. It's quite hard work. Cigarette butts are the worst. So it's good to get them involved at a young age. What are some areas that really kind of concentrate the heaviest amount of litter?
Well, one of my largest complaint type areas is along the Old Dairy Road, between Old Dairy Road and the highway into town. People with loads that aren't properly secured might be taking them to the dump, but they come around that corner and the wind hits them. And anything that's loose blows out of a truck, a car, and collects along that fence line. So that is a very heavily littered area very often.
And people might not even know they lost it, you know, if it blows out of the back of your truck.
Yeah, the other thing that we might mention, which is people who decide that they need to get rid of a refrigerator or something of that sort, and then they decide they're going to take it somewhere and leave it. I'm going to ask you, please do not push it down a cliff, because that just means that somebody, we have to send somebody to push it back up the cliff. If you just leave it by the roadside, it makes our lives a lot easier.
But don't
Another
do that.
Another really good point. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to do something like that, which is kind of a jerk thing to do, at least don't make it harder by pushing it down a cliff. Sounds like you've encountered this before.
Yes. In fact, a young man of my acquaintance was bringing a refrigerator up. He had a rope tied to it, and he was pulling it up with his truck. And somebody reported him for littering, and the police came. And he explained that, no, he would not lower it gently with a rope. He was bringing it up to discard it.
Well, good on him.
And I mentioned that another place that gets a lot of trash is the beaches and the oceans. And there's a couple of groups going out on Saturday as well. The Alaskan Brewery Coastal Code is organizing a cleanup of the Mendenhall wetlands. Mm-hmm. And Seal Trust is organizing a group of people to go out and clean up the wetlands. Both will be out by Sunny Point. And Discovery Southeast is going to be offering some activities for kids at about 8:30 on Sunny Point Road out by Branta Road. And so if that's a particular area of interest for people, they can join those groups if they want to know where to go, because they'll be going out into the wetlands where the tide will bring up a lot of trash, mm-hmm. and a lot of marine trash.
Well, that's amazing that so many people want to be involved in the cleanup. It's not easy. It's hard work. But it sounds like you guys are making it quite organized and simple as possible, and doing a lot of work to make it easier on the folks picking up the trash.
And while we're here, we'll thank the landfill for taking all the trash that we have hauled in, and our trash haulers. Thank you to all of those people, but the landfill takes all of that for free.
That is a very generous thing that they're doing. Cleanup again is this Saturday, April 20th. You can start picking up bags from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. They'll be available all over town. Is there any place, maybe any place online where people can go and get more information about this event?
Sure. They can go to our website, litterfree.org.
Great. That has bag pickup locations and times and other fun tips. Anything else either of you two would like to add about the trash pickup or the litter patrol?
Well, I would just like to thank all the people who have sponsored Litter Free. There's many, so those sponsors are listed on our website as well.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Lori and Kathleen, for being here today, and thank you so much for doing what you do. It's super important, and it's hard work.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thanks for having us in, Shelley.
You're welcome.